Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, I am Andy Zaltzman with another top story from the Bugle. Today we visit the new era, albeit in the early days, of this fine and not at all problematic period in history. From Christmas 2016, this is Trump, Turkey and Trains.
Andy, in a top story this week, and I'd like to know what you think of this, a bunch of people in India were arrested for not standing up during our national anthem at a film. I was just curious to understand whether this was standard practice around the world or we were unique in our patriotism during motion pictures.
This is a really odd story for me. I mean, is it necessary to display patriotism at the start of it? I mean, this is a Supreme Court ruling, and I understand that there are something like 30 million pending cases that the Supreme Court in India has not quite got around to or something like that. But they have managed to pass an edict directing all cinemas to play the national anthem before the start of films, and it is mandatory for everyone to stand up as a mark of respect. I mean, you work in the film industry. I mean, do you because you write for various movies? Do you constantly sing the Indian national anthem whilst writing scripts?
Well, Andy, a couple of things here. I work as a scriptwriter in the Bollywood motion picture industry, which is the opposite of the motion picture industry. we don't necessarily just sing during the national anthem. We sing throughout the motion picture, which is occasionally interrupted by the thing the Western world known as dialogue. We consider that an impediment to storytelling, which is usually told through song. And also, you know, a lot of people are finding this very amusing. You know, people are upset that, or not upset, but they're raising this as, they're bewildered by the fact that people have to stand up during the national anthem. But we here are not. We see it as a logical extension of patriotism. In the holiday season, if you cannot stand up to show your patriotism while Office Christmas Party 2 is playing, or when 50 Shades of Grey, the sequel, comes on, then how do we really know you're a patriot? How? How do we do it?
Russia news now, and the CIA have briefed members of Congress that, according to their analysts, the Russians did actively seek to help contribute to Hillary Clinton's election defeats, that the Kremlin was deliberately trying to put the da into Donald Trump and to catch Hillary and Vladimir Putin's fishing net. Basically, what happened is the Russians hacked into the Democrats' one computer, I think, and signed Hillary up for a load of newsletters about golf and a farmers-only dating website, and released a load of other email stuff that might have damaged her election campaign. And it does appear that, I mean, Trump and Putin get on alarmingly well for a man who's about to become president of the United States and a man who appears to be entirely casual about genocide happening in Syria. That makes me more than a little bit uncomfortable, Anuvab.
Well, I don't know what here is making you uncomfortable, Andy, because, you know, Donald Trump, who I listened to very carefully, the other day he said, because he's a true statesman, he's a leader, he's a scholar, you know, in the great tradition of, say, Benjamin Disraeli, you know, somebody you guys had. And in that vein, he made, in one of his most eloquent speeches, he said, "I like Putin because he knows some stuff about stuff." I feel like, if that's not a fair summary of foreign policy, I do not know what is. And I think the way Russians look at diplomacy is really the way more of us should look at diplomacy. You know, they'll sign some documents that some sort of a peace treaty, but then they'll go back to Moscow, sit around and be like, "What is this? This is just some agreements on paper signed in a Hyatt hotel where the coffee was bad. Why we have to honor this?" And then that is the worst Russian accent in the history of the world. Point one. Point two.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the Russian accent. Be proud of it, Anuvab.
Thank you, Andy. Not since during the Cold War, the Soviet-Indian alliance, has there been such a strong attempt for an Indian person to reach out to Moscow as what you heard about a minute and a half ago. But having said which, you know, I think this whole thing of NATO and all these alliances where people actually honor the things they say, it's a really outdated concept, right? Because everyone's attention span is now a couple of minutes. The Russians go back to Moscow. They said, "Well, what is this? What is this? This is just some stuff on paper. I don't need to honor it. Basically, my border does not end at the edge of Turkmenistan or wherever the Russians think the border ends. Now the border ends on the western edge of Syria. And the Russian border will keep ending wherever Vladimir Putin thinks it ends that day after he's done fighting with his bear and swimming across the Volga, whatever it is he does for fun."
I do get the slight sense that Putin is essentially playing a Cold War computer simulation. I find it deeply unsettling. He's a man who has the humanity of a dinosaur skeleton and a moral compass that points unerringly towards total He is the kind of man you can imagine waking up every morning, and whilst other people might have a coffee or a shower to perk themselves up, Putin just stands in front of a mirror in the nude going, "Mwahahaha!" And essentially it appears that he has now had the casting vote in a US presidential election. These are odd times we live in. Odd times.
Thank you for listening. Please support what we do by donating or just hanging around at thebuglepodcast.com. Otherwise, we won't even be able to record this entire sentence.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.